Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the new trading day, which will kick off in slightly negative fashion. The futures finished with a loss of a point as far as the SPY was concerned, reflecting the downbeat tone that we tended to see in the latter stages of the session as far as Wall Street was concerned in particular. The S&P 500 finished down by just under a fifth of a percent, the NASDAQ down by around 0.6 of a percent. So the point to make here is that there was a bit of a divergence between the performance of US and European markets last night. On the one hand, the Europeans took some confidence from the latest moves out of China and indeed the performance of Chinese equity markets yesterday. For example, we had the CSI 300 up by around 3.2%, the Hang Seng was up 5.2%, the Shanghai Composite Index was up by 2.3%. So that was a factor that was encouraging some regional markets yesterday and indeed European investors in the early part of the session. In the latter part of the afternoon, in regional terms, yesterday, the National Health Commission in China said that they're going to focus on vaccinating the elderly. That was a little bit of a fizzer in terms of what was touted as being perhaps something more robust in terms of a pathway to reopening for China, but nonetheless it was seen through a positive lens. At the end of the European session, rather, we had the FTSE up by a half of 1%. The French market was just in positive territory. The German DAX was down by around a fifth of a percent, and the Stoxx 600 index was down by around a fifth of a percent as well. So one of the things in the US session was that we continued to hear from Fed officials talking up interest rates and the risk of underestimating where inflation is going to peak. One of the main proponents of this has been James Bullard, the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, a noted hawk. So we invoke his name quite often. And this is ahead of a speech to be made by Jerome Powell. The reality is the markets are very familiar with this narrative. It is going to be more a matter of what happens with the figures on income and spending tonight in the US. These are the numbers that the Fed looks at most carefully with this measure called the PCE deflator. If we see that come in line or below expectations, that will be very encouraging to the markets. It will certainly consolidate the belief that in the near term, the Fed's going to at least pivot and perhaps not be as aggressive as what they have been in recent history. So a really important 24-hour window of time when you consider that in local terms, the the result that's going to define the last weeks of the year will be the monthly inflation numbers. So to that end, last time we saw the underlying measure or trimmed mean come in at around 5.4%, well below what the market was anticipating. And this time around, we're expecting a modest improvement around 5.7%. But if it comes in subdued fashion, this will be a very constructive outcome for the markets, and it will consolidate the belief that for the time being the RBA is going to back off a little bit when it comes to that aggressive start to raising rates that we saw from the central bank. So this is important because of the trend that we've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks that led to a very strong performance for the ASX 200, up by around 5.7%, one of the best monthly performances that we've seen this year. But the important element to that is what happens with resource stocks. They've performed very strongly over the course of the month. The materials index was up by 15%. Really good gains for gold miners and to that end, Evolution and St. Barbara up by about 25%. It highlights the degree to which fund managers are taking out some precautions at the moment in terms of gravitating towards gold and gold producers. But then, of course, the other element to the performance of the resource sector was what we saw for the big iron ore miners. Fortescue Metals, for example, over the course of the month, up by around 33%. Driven by the higher iron ore price, which was up by more than 25% over the course of the month. So there's still a lot to be resolved as far as coming days and weeks are concerned in the month of December. Have a good day. The Aussie dollar has pulled back a little bit from its overnight highs. It's trading closer to 66.9, having been as high as around 67.5 US cents.